Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of Kurusan Jiu-Jitsu Podcasts. In this episode, we have Professor Chumba and me, Coach Moises.
Mo!
Coach Mo. Yeah. And today we wanted to talk about the dojo etiquette and spoken and unspoken rules in martial arts. So, Professor Chumba, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. You know, I'm with you hanging out doing these podcasts for our friends and ourselves so we can remember important things. So it's always good to be here.
Awesome. Well, sir, today we're talking about, you know, the martial arts etiquettes and dojo rules. So can you tell us a little bit about what's etiquette in martial arts?
Well, martial arts is supposed to begin with courtesy and respect. And let's keep it simple. That's what it is. Being courteous to others and respectful to others and respecting ourselves. So that's what etiquette is all about. It's an ensemble of spoken or unspoken practices, rules, usages, customs that martial arts practitioners follow. Right. But at the end of the day, it's you have to remember that martial arts starts and ends with courtesy and respect. And if you remember that, you'll be fine on the etiquette side of things.
Nice. That's fantastic, sir. And do you think there are certain etiquette or guidelines in jiu-jitsu, specifically Brazilian jiu-jitsu, the art that we practice?
Well, you know me. I don't like to just skip it to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu because at the end of the day, we practice martial arts. And you know me well. And you know I like to keep things simple. So let's break things down before class. So if we're going to go straight to the practice, right, at the dojo. So before class, for example, we should think about being always clean, like physically clean, right? We should pay particular attention to our hands and feet and avoid wearing strong perfume, for example, to come and practice. So that's, for me, that's number one, right? I won't say it's a rule, but I'll say it's the most important thing when it comes to what we should do before class, right? Make sure we are physically clean and keep our feet and our hands always clean and avoid strong perfume. Okay. So number two, we have to make our body safe for training. Like we have to remove like chewing gums or other loose objects like watches, jewelries, you know, shouldn't have anything in the mouth. You need to have fingernails and toenail trimmed. Right, kept short at least.
What about piercings or necklaces or rings?
Yeah, like all jewels should be removed. Removed, if we can, right? Some people have them in some places where they cannot be removed, right? So that's okay, but as long as it's not going to hurt someone else and keep other people safe, that's fine. We don't recommend socks, right? And we don't recommend street shoes. They shouldn't be worn because you don't know what germs you're going to bring on the mat.
Sure. So, unless they're boxing shoes. I mean, depends on
the
martial
arts. Yeah, if people have broken toes or whatever, and it's important for them to wear wrestling shoes.
Yeah.
Yes, they, absolutely. Sure. You know, like as long as they don't walk around the street in the street with those shoes, yeah, they should bring them. Number three, make sure that your uniform is clean. And wear it neatly. You should be proud of wearing a clean uniform. You know, make sure your left flap is, you know, outside, you know, over the right, and tie your belt with a proper knot.
And there are many tutorials, right, on YouTube.
Exactly. I mean, in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, we don't sometimes care about how we tie your belt, right? Like, you worry about business, which is survival. But it's important, you know, to put you in the mindset where you understand these can become serious. You need to, if you need to defend yourself and to survive, you know, you need to be ready for it. on hot days, in, we can practice no-gi. And as long as it's a no-gi day, your rash guards and your shorts or whatever else you wear, hey, it's what it is for that occasion. Number four, when you enter the room, you know, the dojo, you know, acknowledge your arrival with a bow, you know, like bow toward the front part of the dojo or toward the instructor. You know, it's important to acknowledge that. You need to come to class prepared, you know, to listen. You know, it's critical to enter into training with a proper frame of mind, you know what I mean? So
yep.
Get ready to get down to business. If class hasn't begun when you arrive, you know, step on the mat, stretch, warm yourself up, get your body ready. So that's before class.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the beginning of the class, you bow to the instructor. You know, it's an indication of your readiness to begin the practice. And it shows that you are thankful for that session that's about to start. You're thankful for your partners. You're thankful for the mats you just stepped on. You're thankful for the shelter that the dojo gives you. You're just thankful for everything. And that's something that's lacking, right, in our society today. We stop being thankful. You know, we take everything for granted. So that bow that at the beginning of every class, at the end of every class, it's bringing us closer to what we should always, the frame of mind we should always be in, which is being thankful for being alive, for breathing, for people around us, for people giving a sense to our lives. So that's the beginning of the class, bowing to the instructor to indicate that you're ready to begin practice and that you're thankful for everything you're about to receive and give to others. Now, during practice, right, like you see we did before practice, at the beginning of class, now during practice class, you need to put your best effort, you know, to do all the warm-up exercises if we do have them that day. If you're late, right, you know, wait until the instructor acknowledges you and invites you to join in and, you know, thank with a bow and join the class. If you've missed the warm up, you know, take time to stretch out a little bit before getting on the mat and jumping into it. You know, sure. You don't want to jump in and get injured. Approach a group of students. If there is not someone else that can work with you, approach a group and ask them to join in. And they will welcome you with open hand, both to your partner and move in and start training. If the instructor stops to provide, you know, instruction, listen, pay attention, you know, don't start conversations when an instructor is trying
that's a big one. I see people doing that sometimes. And
yeah, it's disrespectful. Sure. You know, there is a time, to talk, right? So sometimes we say, hey, give your partner some feedback, you know, ask questions if you have any, you know, and slow motion, you help each other. So when your instructor finally let you go and direct you to do that, go for it. Absolutely. See, if you need to fix your gi during a class, you know, your pants are falling, you know, both your partner, face a wall, you know, turn away and fix your uniforms, you know, once class start, never leave or re-enter the mat, you know, the dojo without asking the instructor. And if you have to go to the restroom, take your shoes. Take your shoes. It's, you know, you don't want to go without shoes. I see that sometimes even on airplanes, people go to the bathroom without shoes.
Yeah.
It's incredible, right?
Seems like it should be common sense, but it's important to talk about it because a lot of people are not, do not remember these things, and they think that, you know, it's just a quick trip to the bathroom, but you know, you need to follow those procedures, as you're saying.
Yeah, and those are simple. You know, if you're a carter, if you care about order, you will do all those things. We don't really have to have a list and tell you what to do. It's good to talk about it, but, you know, it's when you walk around the mat, make sure you walk around groups of people running around, drilling, you know, always report any injury to your instructors because he's there, she's there to keep you safe. if she doesn't know you were injured, how can she keep you safe? So report those injuries.
Yeah.
There is no shame to stop and catch your breath. There's none whatsoever. You know, your partner can join someone else until you're ready to continue. Like some people think it's shameful, you know, to be out of breath. No, it's not. You know, you don't want to have a heart attack on the mat because you off your ego, right? Sure. So stop, you know. If there is ever a discrepancy over the proper technique, you know, talk to an instructor, you know, and there's no arguing. So just talk to the instructor and it's going to get fixed. Don't slouch, don't lean on walls, you know, all those things. It's important to remember that. No arguing or try to excuse yourself for a mistake or a deficiency against someone who's better than you. You just accept that's the way it's going to be that night. Sure. You know, respect people that are higher ranked. You know, they put the time in and they will be the one helping you. You know, they will be the one guiding you in your efforts to learn martial arts. Right. So that's all during class. Now, end of the class, you know, straighten your gi and line up in an orderly manner. You know where you're supposed to stand up in line. Bow to the instructor when the instructor bow to you, you know, after the class ends, say, you know, bye to your teammates, fellow students and martial artists and thank them, you know, bow as you leave the dojo. So, you know, I mean, and there's something we rarely talk about, observers, like parents or friends who come to watch, mm-hmm. you know, they shouldn't interrupt the class.
That's true.
Some people, like parents, like try to jump in, like at soccer, right? Like it's the same, you know, at jiu-jitsu. They feel like the key physical integrity is being threatened and they want to interrupt things. No. Mm-mm. Instructors will be there and do it. That's their job.
They're trained to do.
They're in charge of the class and they make sure everyone is safe. People bring their phones in the dojo. You know, come on. It's like going to the movie. Turn your phone off. Don't take calls. Don't have loud conversation. Be quiet. It's serious business there. We're trying to kill each other on the mat or to live better, right? To survive, to learn to survive. I mean, we welcome everyone, but you know, we should make sure we stay respectful, you know, and all those are the spoken or unspoken etiquette, the unspoken rules of behavior in dojo. So you have to think about that before classes, during class, after classes, if you are sitting and watching, observing, you know, just follow those and you should be fine.
Sir, I have a question with these rules. Sometimes, I mean, they seem common sense, but do you think all these rules translate to different dojos? Like, let's say people from jiu-jitsu, they go to train kickboxing, or they go to a boxing gym, or maybe a karate school. Do you think these rules translate very well to other dojos, or are there differences?
Yes, they are universal.
Okay.
You know, humans are not very different, right? We have a head, two arms, two legs, a trunk. I mean, courtesy, it's a universal thing. Of course. When someone doesn't agree with you, you always think that they're stupid. That's human nature, right? Like, but there are things we all agree on. And what we just talked about are some of those things.
Yeah. Seems, you know, common sense, right?
Yeah. Respect, courtesy. It's universal. You know, it doesn't matter what culture you go to, you know, it's there. And we all do it, human being, in the same way. You know, we might be in different cultures, but it's done and felt in the same way.
Yeah. That's awesome. And one thing that I, get asked a lot, and I've been doing martial arts for a long time. So I know, you know, how to take care of my gi and my equipment. Mm-hmm. But do you have any recommendations for those people who are constantly asking how to take care of, how to, you know, wash their gis or wash their equipment if they have to wash it, or take care of the gloves, the mouth guard, the shin guards, all this stuff? Do you have any tips on that?
Well, gis, it's pretty straightforward. Now, are they pre-shrunk gi or not? That's the question.
That's very important. Right?
Like, yeah. I would say buy, acquire pre-shrunk gi.
Pre-shrunk, yeah.
Right? And you put them in the machine and wash them at a gentle cycle and put some, you know, detergent in them, and that's all you need. You know, you wash them. Now, you can throw them in the dryer, but the sun is the best antifungal, you know, killing germ machine ever invented, right? The sun will take care of everything. But, you know, like for us, for example, we live in Colorado. So right now it's winter, and although we have, what, 326, we are the sunniest state in America, in the country. Sometimes there is no sun. So, you know, your dryer will take care of business. But yeah, it's pretty simple. Wash your gis, you know, don't come to practice with a dirty gi. Speaking of gloves, right? Like I forgot how to call that, you know, my English, it's my vocabulary, but there are things you put in your gloves to keep them clean after practice, right? But the best thing one can do actually, is wear wraps, you know, and wash those wraps.
After every training session.
After every practice.
What I do with the gloves, sir, I usually after training, I just open them up and let them
breathe. Yeah, you can do that. Yeah. But there are, I forgot the name, but there are things that you put in the glove, like what you put in your shoes.
Okay, yeah.
And I don't know how they call
it. Talking about a powder or is it?
No, they're like a nunchucks.
Okay.
They're like nunchaku stuff, but they like fitting. They get into the gloves. I remember the name, and you can buy them for like $10, and they last like 6 months.
Okay. We can put it in the show notes actually, so people know.
Yeah. You can research and you put them in your gloves, and they keep your gloves dry and clean, and they even scent it. They can smell vanilla if you want. It's pretty. Like those things, you use them for shoes, sneakers, or whatever. And those are the same thing you can use for the gloves. They actually make some for gloves these days. And those, like, they'll solve your glove problems. Your glove won't be nasty anymore.
So right? If you take care of your gloves, sir, do you say they last, what, like 5 years?
They last forever, the later stuff. I mean, if you use those things and put them in your gloves after every practice, trust me, your gloves will last forever. They won't break down.
Okay.
If you use wraps and you wash and your wraps are dried and washed, that will make your gloves go very long. So and
what about mouth guards? Do you think we should replace
them? Get to your dentist.
Okay.
Your dentist I have my dentist, Dr. Da Silva, here in Colorado.
Nice.
I don't want to advertise. But I mean, he makes those mouthpieces for me, and they are custom made mouthpieces. And I pay what, 50, max $75.
And they feet snug.
Oh yeah. It's like, I can kiss my wife.
Nice.
You know, they're beautiful. It's so comfortable.
And they still protect you, right?
So, oh yeah. They're the most amazing mouthpiece. Your dentist will do them. Like I go there and they put that gelatinous substance in my mouth, I guess to make sure it's where whatever needs to be done. And he makes mouthpiece, and I go there once a year. And I mean, the last one he made was like 2 years ago. I haven't changed it. It fits perfectly. It's soft. It's beautiful. I'm telling you, I mean, I can kiss my wife.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So get go to your dentist, and some dentists will kill you though. $300 for no. And if someone is charging you that much, call me, email us, email Coach Mo, send him a message, and Dr. Da Silva will take care of you.
And sir, one question for those who, you know, might not be able to pay that much for that custom piece of a mouth guard. Do you recommend the regular mouth guards?
No. $50. It's a good investment for a custom mouthpiece.
Okay.
If so you're save $10 a month for 5 months and get a custom mouthpiece.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Don't waste your time with those things sold at whatever. No, don't waste your time. They're not good. They're not good. They'll cut you in your mouth if someone cry. No, just buy a custom, you know, go to your dentist, get fitted, get a custom mouthpiece.
And how long would you recommend using them? Do you replace them every year or?
You can use them forever. Kids have to replace them every stick because they're growing up.
Throw them.
Right?
Oh,
so,
yeah, for
so
sure.
So kids can get those, put, you know, the warm water mouthpiece because, you know, if not, it's becoming too expensive for the parents.
Sure.
But the kids' mouthpieces are $35 and you can replace them every 6 months.
Okay.
So if you can afford that, yeah, do the same. Go see Dr. Da Silva and and have him, you know, do custom mouthpiece for the kids.
Nice. Well, Dr. Da Silva, if you're out there, you're going to have probably a lot of clients.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right. And lastly, sir, final question here. We talked about all the etiquette and dojo rules in martial arts and jiu-jitsu.
They're small, right? Like, I don't know if people know anything about the Bushido. Code, the warrior code. It's important to read about those things. You know, it's the seven virtues of the Bushido are important to know. It helps you along, you know, to stay centered and to go, do the right thing. Justice, politeness, all those things are important. Courage, benevolence, veracity, honor, loyalty. You know, those are the things we live by as martial artists. And it doesn't matter what martial art you do. Judo, jiu-jitsu, I don't care. It's martial arts, right? Martial arts are something funny. Personally, and I know it's the same for you. It's about survival for us. We train, we can compete, you know, do sports and all those things. It's really cool. But at the end of the day, it's about survival. And every one of us can survive effectively in its own way, right? That's why I'm never going to critique any martial arts. You know, we know some are more effective than other.
Sure.
But for what situation?
Exactly.
Right? Like, yeah. So we love Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, you know, Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, and we love it. But we've trained in other martial arts, and different type of karate and kickboxing and shooting and all those are martial arts. You know, so if you need to do pasta, right? You need to keep the water boiling, right?
Mm.
And like those the warrior code, the Bushido code, those rules are some of the things that keep us on the path. Because if the water is not boiling anymore, you know, you can't cook your pasta. We have to go back and read and get ourselves educated and learn about the rules, you know, be deadly serious in training, train with heart and soul, and stop worrying about theory. Like, it's avoid self-conceit and dogmatism. You have to be open to new idea, you know, try you see yourself as you truly and try to adopt what is good in the work of others, right? You know, abide by the rules of ethics in your daily life, whether it's in private or public, right? Like those things are important. You know, like people forgot about like the 20% of karate do. Like when I say karate do, it's the empty mind, right? Like people don't understand what karate means. They think it's just empty hand. No, it's empty mind. You know, if you empty your mind, you're ready for anything. You know, you see everything, you accept everything, and you roll with everything. And those precepts that Jijin Funakoshi came up with are not just for karate, for practitioner of the different style of karate, because, you know, they'll help you whatever martial style you do, whatever you do. If you are seamstress, you need those 20 principles, right? Like if you're a computer programmer, and us here at Grayson Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, we want to be better at everything we do. So those are things we need to look up. Like you know, martial arts begin with courtesy and end with courtesy. You know, there's no first attack in martial arts. You know, martial art is an aid to justice. First, control yourself before attempting to control others. Spirit first, technique second. You know, always be ready to release your mind. Accident arise from negligence. You know, don't think that jiu-jitsu training is only in the dojo. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, it will take your entire life to learn jiu-jitsu. There's no limit. Yeah. There's so much more. Man, it's
a fantastic, journey. If you get a chance to train martial arts, I can attest to that. And
Helio Gracie is still one of those, you know, don't think that you have to win, but think rather that you do not have to lose. You know, like, you know, they say that, you know, today in Gracie Jiu-Jitsu or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but those are precepts that were secret in Japan and that Jinjin Funakoshi made public. So, you know, when you fight for survival, you know, it's just about not losing, not dying. Mm-hmm. It's about surviving.
Correct. And yeah.
So those have to be precepts that we live by, right?
Great. And, those diverge just a tiny bit from, the rules that, we were talking about the dojo, but I see the connection between them
because it's all the same.
All a single mindset that, you know, translates to the rules in the dojo that are spoken or unspoken.
We just want to be good people.
Exactly. Yeah. Which is fantastic. And yeah, well, sir, I think we cover most of the things that people have been asking about: the rules, etiquette, how to take care of your gi and equipment. And guys, if you have more questions, feel free to leave a comment on our Anchor website or on our page on Facebook. So feel free to follow us. And Professor Chumba, if you want to say final words.
Oh, yes. Just try to be a good person. I mean, don't think people are stupid because they don't agree with you. And that's it. I mean, look at where we are in our country today. It's because, you know, most of us believe that, you know, if someone disagree with what we think it's right, they're wrong. You know, so us martial artists, we should be, you know, the one, you know, showing the path and the right ways, be nice to everyone. And we can agree to disagree. It's okay.
Awesome. Well, all right, guys, have a fantastic night. This has been another episode of Kurusan Jiu-Jitsu. I hope that you like the episode. We'll see you next time.